gone in any worse of a direction. I guess Murphy's Law kind of applies here for those of you that know what Murphy's Law is. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And it kind of started that way. We started with a three, and I'll try to give you what my thoughts are as quickly as possible.
All right.
We went three and out. They took the drive, four plays, hit a 55-yard touchdown, and scored. On the next kickoff that we returned, we fumbled at our 25. 2 plays later, they scored. So it's 14-0. I believe we exchanged punts after that. And then we tried to respond with an 11-play drive that got stalled. We had a not great snap, not great hold, not great kick, and not a great bounce that went into their number 37's arms, and he took it 70 yards, so it's 21-0. And then on our very next possession, they had a sack. Their tackle beat their DN beat our tackle, sacked Connor, and he came up with the ball on a Strack fumble. And now they had the ball on our 8-yard line, and 2 plays later they scored. So it's 28-0 with only the first quarter played. Now after that, as you look at that, I don't want to discredit the opponent, right? I mean, I shook Jordan's hand after the game and congratulated them on a great game, great performance. They made and created those opportunities and took advantage and responded when they made those opportunities. Hit the post. We had a chance to hit a deep ball. We missed it. They blocked the kick and returned it for a touchdown. The ball bounces that way sometimes. But their guys were ready to play. They stepped up. I'm not saying we weren't ready to play, but they got off to a really fast start. And I credit them for not only making and creating those opportunities, but also, take advantage of opportunities and making their plays when they had the opportunity to do so. I don't think our guys quit. I don't think we panicked at halftime. Whatever momentum or whatever enthusiasm we came out at halftime with, they took the opening kick of the second half, went 7.5 minutes, and scored to make it 35-0. So if we did have any energy, emotion, and enthusiasm come on out, that kind of took some of the wind out of the sails before we even took the field on offense. So, our guys kept playing hard, but hey, sometimes it just happens. You tip your hat to your opponent, you congratulate your opponent, you give them credit for making the plays and doing exactly what they did. And they did that. So I tip my hat and congratulate Coach Stevens, his staff, and his entire team for taking advantage and creating the opportunities that they made and taking advantage of the opportunities and came away with a great victory for their program on homecoming weekend. So, it is what it is. So now the big question is, how are we going to respond? I've talked to our team yesterday. And that's the challenge. What is our response going to be? At the end of the game, well, all I said to him is, hey, tip your hat to the opponent. They came out, they smacked us in the teeth, and we didn't have an answer for it. Like I said, it was a 7-7 game at three quarters, but unfortunately, we started out with 28-0 after the first quarter, pretty much. So that is what it is. So now we have to pick up ourselves by our bootstraps, get out there. We make the corrections we made yesterday. Hopefully we learned from, some of the games and some of the plays that we didn't make, and hopefully we can make them moving forward. And then we have to go out and have a good practice tomorrow. So that's kind of my feelings in a nutshell, Rob, after that one.
When you get in the hole where you're down 28-0, a little over a quarter into the game, did your game plan almost go out the window at that point? How much did that take away from what you would like to do? Because you weren't able to get the running game going like you guys have been running the ball great. How much did the way the game went affect what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I don't think we abandoned it too early, but once they got that other one, that long one, they used half of the third quarter, made it 35-0. Now what do you got to do?
Right.
Now we're gonna drop back. They're gonna pin their ears back. We don't have a ton of experience up front. It's just they stacked us seven times total. They got Connor 5 times, and then we put Tanner in at the end. And to Tanner's credit, and some of the other backups and reserves that got in the game, they took the ball down the field at the end, and we did get a score on the board to prevent the shutout. But what it is, 35-0, 35-7, it is what it is, right? You know what I mean? It's a loss, so you take the L and you move on. I think, like I said, we have an 11-play drive that ended up with that blocked field goal that they ended up with points off of. And we had another 9-play drive in the second quarter that came up empty and we had to punt it away. So, I don't think we abandoned it early, but yes, if you become, that's what we try to do to opponents. We try to make them one-dimensional, right? We always say we want to try to stop the run and we want to make them one-dimensional. They were able to do some things both in run pass and obviously the two special teams blunders and turnovers that we had didn't help as well. So they beat us in all three phases. So again, tip my hat to Coach Stevens and the entire main program for going out there and performing at a much higher level than we were able to do on Saturday.
Defensively, obviously they've got the new quarterback, and Carter Peavy had a very efficient game, and they were able to run the ball pretty well. How did you feel like your guys performed on that side?
Yeah, we didn't perform. We didn't make plays anywhere. We just didn't make plays. We tackled pretty good at times, but we missed some other things. They tried to get the ball at the perimeter a few times. We didn't secure the line of scrimmage. We didn't force it back in. They were able to bounce out and make some plays. They threw the 50-50 ball up there to Montego in the third quarter to get that touchdown in the corner of the end zone. He came down with it. Our DB was in good position. He just made the play. We didn't. So, it's pretty much collective on all three phases this week, Rob. We didn't make the plays that were there to make, and they did. They made the plays and they created opportunities to make those plays, and we didn't. And we probably had some, probably more mental errors this week than we have, and just some of the base fundamental things. So we got to clean it up. I'm not sure, if it was an easy fix or if I had the answer for you and I knew exactly what it was, this would be an easy conversation. But we just got to, get back to work and try to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Doesn't get much easier this week as a talented New Hampshire team comes to your place. Just to talk about some of the challenges they present for you.
Yeah, same thing, right? I mean, the CA is kind of all jumbled together. It doesn't matter. We say it all the time. We really think we are the best conference in the league, top to bottom. So you better be ready each and every week. So, watching early film of New Hampshire, they look similar to Maine. They put the ball out there, they throw it around, they do some really good things. They have really talented upfront defensive linemen that can sack the quarterback. So we got to try to protect our guy and make sure it doesn't happen like it did this past weekend. So, it's our focus right now, obviously, on a Sunday, Monday, and then heading into Tuesday's practice has to be let's clean up what we need to clean up and let's make sure we can execute what it is we're trying to execute as we're preparing for the next opponent. But let's not have the opponent be ourselves. And we had a little bit of that this past week. So, same thing. We got to gear it up and get ready for a New Hampshire team that is always tough, always plays well, always tries to create turnovers, does a good job moving the ball, and they play a very physical style of defense. So let's go. Buckle up for, another team against another opponent that's going to give you exactly what we faced this past weekend, and hopefully we'll have a better response.
What have you seen just in the short time you've looked? Seth Morgan has come in at quarterback and has put up some pretty big numbers for them. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you said. He distributes the ball well. He looks like just like, I mean, we just faced another guy who was a transfer coming into Maine, right? And I think as you watch it, and I said it last week going into Maine, I see the same thing on some of the New Hampshire film I've been watching. Each week, as you have a new guy, each week, the more they play together, the more they get on the field together, the timing becomes better. They're able to distribute the ball. They're trying to figure out who their guy, go-to guys are, and so on and so forth. And similar to last week, they played a really clean game. So we got to try to do what happened to us, disrupt the guy, throw his timing off. Don't give him time in the pocket to distribute the ball down the field. So we always do want to start with stopping the run. So let's see if we can make sure we do that and go from there. So again, focus early in the week is on us as our coordinator's game plan for the opponent. But you see another guy who has talent, who is now getting more comfortable because you're later into the season with the new system he's thrown into. So hopefully, like I said before, we need to do the same thing on our end. Even though we don't have a new quarterback, we have new pieces around him. So hopefully we can continue to, make the improvements as well, as Maine is doing, as New Hampshire is doing, as some of the programs throughout the league are doing and throughout the country.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks
All
so
right, thank
much.
you.